Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. Amen. Let's go ahead and start with a prayer on this wonderful Resurrection Day. Father God, Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father God, I give you glory. I give you praise. Thank you for an honor, the honor of lifting up your name, God, of having to be in your company, Father. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Jesus, for the privilege. Amen. And so, Father, hallelujah. We say praise your name, God. Ask you, oh God, to forgive us for every sin, any sin that we may have committed against you. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak up in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so the Bible says, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Amen. And so God, it's the power of God that raises the dead. It's the power of God that causes us to live. Many of you have may have testimonies. The Bible says that you overcome. We overcame him or them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Where did the testimony come from? Y'all, the testimony came from the test. Something we went through in life, or something that happened to us in life, and God intervened. The power of God resurrected. He changed that situation. Honey, he changed the course of life, the course of our life, because come on, God is the quickening power. It's by the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. And so as we talk about why the resurrection or resurrection power, we're talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and we talk about the importance of why he came. Well, he came, amen, because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that your whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so God is even drawing you unto him now, unto him now. And for those of you, some of you guys, oh my God, some of you guys right now need to just pull your ear. This cosmic soberness over this person, soberness. God wants you to awaken and realize how much he loves you. Yes, you've heard it before, but God, even now, Lord, perking your ears that you might hear the gospel, hear that he loves you, he died for you, he rose again for you, amen, that you, so you could have a brand new life. Honey, the resurrection was for a purpose. Oh my God, I think about a resurrection, I think about how Lazarus was raised from the dead. But you got to understand, when Jesus Christ spoke and told Lazarus to come forth, amen, that was Jesus Christ calling Lazarus forth, who was dead for 3 days, and the fourth day he stunk. Come on, y'all. And so what am I trying to say? That this God is the one who can bring things, dead things to life. He's the one who can raise up things that are dead and bring them to life. You got to understand who we're dealing with. So that means, am I caught up? Your situation, Jesus can bring that dead thing to life. God can resurrect it. So you don't give up, because God is a God of hope. Amen. Abraham said, have hope in hope. And so we're to have hope in God, trust in God. We've got to understand who Jesus is. Jesus Christ is the very Son of God. He's God in the flesh. And if he can raise up, come up the Spirit of God, if God the Father can raise Jesus from the dead, he can raise up you out of your situation. God wants to, come on, number one, God wants to save your soul. The Bible says again that for God so loved, come on, honey, he reached down. He saw your need. He saw your care. He saw your concern. And so he began to reach down into your situation. Amen. And pour you out by his power. Come on. Hear God. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so God, can you hear him calling you? Reach up your hand to God right now, whatever situation you're going in. Amen. And ask God to pull you out. Understand the significance of the resurrection. Yes, it was foretold in the Old Testament. Yes, it was prophesied. Amen. That a Savior would come, that a King would rule Israel. It would be God himself. My God, he himself worked salvation. He himself, come on, came to the earth. Isaiah 53. Come on, the Bible tells us, oh my God, Akushaya, and you shall grow up like a tender plant. Come on, like a seed out of the ground, out of the dry ground. Ooh, there was no comeliness. Oh God, there was nothing that we should desire him. And we got to understand that he was bruised and he was wounded. He was bruised and afflicted. A man of great sorrow and suffering. Ooh, come on, y'all. We got to understand who the Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is my God. And so we have this Lamb. I'm going to go on over to that scripture now. Ooh, God, I give you praise. And the Bible says, ooh, my God, in verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. There's your sorrow. Listen. He carried this, y'all. Come on. Well, hey, come on. This is the Lord. Yet we esteem him stricken. And so we need to understand that this God, back in the day, some of you might think that he was esteemed, that we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But you got to understand, this is what the Bible says. But he was pierced. Come on, y'all. Somebody was suffering right now. Ooh, with the sores on your body. But he was pierced. Heal them right now, Jesus. Deliver them right now, God. But he was pierced.
just right now from leprosy, God, any kind of disease, HIV, whatever that, you know, that scales, those scales or those bumps, huh? But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was a chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. We've got to understand who died. We've got to understand that him that died. Come on, the resurrected one died. The resurrected one died. Well, he didn't die for himself. Listen, he died for our sins, for God so loved the world. We got to understand that Jesus did it just for you. Jesus did it just for me. And so now power, come on, was on trial. My God, what would happen when the Son of God had died on the cross? What would happen when the soldiers were playing with his clothes? What would happen when they put a thorn on his head? What would happen when they pierced him in his side? Power, my God, was on trial. And here they were, and Mary was crying, and the women of God were around the cross at his feet. When God said to John, behold your mother, and what would happen? Well, power was on trial. And so, man, we remember what happened. When Jesus Christ was dying, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And when Jesus Christ bowed his head and he gave up his spirit and he died, we got to send the power. What happened when power it was on trial? And God. Remember when when the earthquake happened? My God. And the veil was rent in two from top to bottom. God was on the scene. God was at work. They didn't know that God was working behind the scenes. It's like God's working in your life. And nobody will really understand what you're dealing with and what you're going through. The power is at work. Power behind the scenes. And God is at work. You got to understand that God is working even when you can't see him. God calls those things to be not as though they were. And so here we got Jesus. And Jesus Christ is dying on the cross. And after that, Jesus Christ was buried. Amen. The Bible tells us he was buried. He died on the cross for all our sins. All the things that we do wrong, we're born wrong. And here now was the Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, laying down his life to die for us. He never did nothing wrong, but he died for us. If he wouldn't have died for us, we would have been in hell. If you dumb, listen. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so the Lord is reaching out his hand to you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him, Jesus from the dead, who raised to raise him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. For with our heart, one man believes, and with his mouth he confesses, and our ear is saved. And you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you'll be saved. And so this Savior died. But something miraculous happened to the Savior who died on the second day. Listen, when he was buried, when he was dead, honey, when he died and he buried him. Then on the third day, God rose him up with all power. My God, the Spirit of the Lord God raised him up. Oh, my God. We got to understand, oh, my God, there was power on trial. You got to understand who God is. You got to understand he has all power in his hand. He's the righteous one, the holy one. Come on, he's God all by himself and so on. Oh, Jesus Christ got up, y'all, on the third day, and so that's why we celebrate him, resurrection. So what I want to say to you, that's why you can get up, because Jesus Christ got up for you, honey. He laid it all down. He stood in the place for you when you went through trial and trauma and torment and all kinds of situations I don't even know the name of right now, but God paid the price for you, laid it all down. See, I'm going to pay this one for you, this one's for you. It's a power. Power went on trial for you. Power laid his life down for you. Oh, my God, and when Jesus died, my God, the Holy Ghost, God Almighty, the Father, raised him up in the last day. He raised him up on the third day, and so that's why we celebrate resurrection, because Jesus got up for you. So you can get up in whatever situation you're in. If you're in depression, call on his name. He got up. Come on. If you're down, call on his name. He got up. You can get up. Come on. If you're drunk, come on. Call on his name. He got up. You can get up. Come on. You're suffering grief and torment. Call on his name. That's a delivery. You got to do it right now. Get up. Because he laid down his life, you can get up. Call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer prayer. Call on him now. God is calling you to call on him now. Some of you guys are in trials of various kinds, but nothing's too impossible with God. Reach out your hand up high. Reach out your hand. Amen. We'll call on the Lord and watch him answer prayer. In Jesus' name, God loves you. Call on you. Call on him. He's a resurrection and the life just for you. He did it just for you. Call on you.